Among the many developments this past week, confirmation hearings for cabinet appointees in the new Trump administration. This week, Michigan billionaire Betsy DeVos faced U.S. Senate confirmation hearings as President Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of Education. Derek Wallbank is following DeVos. Wallbank is also rooted in Michigan. He's an MSU grad and formerly of the Lansing State Journal. Wallbank is now an editor for Bloomberg News in Washington, where he covers the White House and Congress for First Word, the breaking news desk. WKAR's Peter Wharf speaks with Derek Wallbank, who tells us that while Betsy DeVos faced sharp criticism from Democratic senators this week, Wallbank believes she's in a position to receive the appointment.
Republicans have all the votes that they need for Betsy DeVos, it looks like. We've got no indication that there are Republicans breaking off of her. So it looks like she's going to go through. But you're talking about somebody who really wants to come in and radically shake things up. You're also talking about somebody who has lived her life pretty much outside of the public school system. For her own impacts. You know, Betsy DeVos and her husband Dick DeVos are billionaires. They don't need federal student loans. She openly wants to switch up the way that everything goes in public education. You've seen this in Michigan. You've seen her push for charter schools in the state of Michigan. You've seen the battles between groups that she has heavily funded and the teachers union in Michigan. Those clashes that have been so apparent in our home state are just coming to Washington, but more. You can sit there and look for possible fights on where federal funding can go. There has been a push to allow federal funding to sort of follow the child, as it were, rather than be defined to districts. And that's a key part of how charter schools operate. But then what if you say, well, maybe it's not just charter schools, maybe it's private schools, maybe it's parochial schools, religious schools, and then you get into sort of this, could you send federal funding for a child to go to a school where maybe not all children would be accepted because there's, you know, the school is catering to one specific religion. There's a lot of question marks that get in there, and these are a lot of things that a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill just couldn't believe their ears and are furious about.
Peter Wharf for WKR News with Derek Wallbank, MSU grad, formerly of the Lansing State Journal. He's editor for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C., covering the White House and Congress for First Word and the breaking news desk. What do you know about this Acton Academy that Betsy DeVos speaks very highly of? Many of these schools are opening across the U.S. Some have recently opened, slated for open in Michigan. There are some three dozen of these across the country.
She's been so on charters. She really has. Right. And one of the things that I'm curious about is where she's going to land on for-profit colleges, and where she's going to land on accountability. And one of the biggest moments I saw, you know, I used to cover Al Franken very, very closely, and his exchange with her, how you track achievement, whether you track it in terms of absolutes or in terms of improvement, it's like a seminal question in the education community, and she sort of kind of froze,
right?
Frankly. But I actually really want to know the answer to that.
Derek Wallbank is editor for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C. He covers the White House and Congress for First Word, the breaking news desk. Derek, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.